Alô.
Moca.
Alô.
Ei.
Yes, man. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Randall.
Thank you.
Malka.
Brandela.
Yes, and come on.
Okay.
Evening.
Sorry for the delay in getting here. We'll begin with the Lithuania food for the counting of the number.
I'm going to make this a lot of static.
There is a lot of static, so I'm going to mute everybody, and then I'll unmute when we finish the counting. You can unmute during the counting if you want to press star 6. Lishenu hud kud shabri fu ishkinte bithilu urhimu urhimu udhilu liakta shem yudhe bovavhe biyuhuda shalim b'shem kol yisrael hine anachnu ba'im l'kayim mitzvat sefirata omer la'asot nachat ruach liyot srenu ולעשות רצון בורנו, ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו פנוני עלינו, מעשה ידינו פנונייהו. אדוני אוהו אהה, יגמור בעדי. אדוני אוהו אהה, עזדך לעולם, מעשה ידך. אל תרף תקרא לאלוהים עליון. לעד אומר עלי, ונאמר ויעבור עלייך וירך. מתפוססת בדמייך ויאמר לך בדמייך חיי. ויאמר לך בדמייך חיי. ברכי נפשי את אדוני יוהו אהל, אלוהים אדוני יוהו אהל, אלוהי גדלת מאוד, הוד והדר לבשת, או טהור, כשלמה נוטה שמיים קריאה. Your makif, the surrounding light, which is the blessing that unites Zerampin and Malchut. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewahe Yudhe Vavhe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kirishanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. And we may all say, Amen. Ayom Shiva V'arba'im Yom La'omer Shehem Shisas Shavuot V'chamisha Yamim. Today is the 47th day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks and 5 days. The inner light. Halach aman hu yachatzir avodat et hamikdash lim koma bim heira b'yameinu. And we all say Amen. The Menorah Psalm, Psalm 67. We'll stop at a letter, and we'll stop at a word. Lam nasea im gino mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Ya'er panav itanu sela La da'at ba'aretz darkecha, bekol goyim yeshuatecha, yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam, yismechu viraninu le'umim ki tishpot, amim mishor ulumim, Ba'aretz tanhem seh. The letter samach in the word selah.
Did we get disconnected? I think we did. You'll be back in a few minutes, hopefully.
I have returned. So we are at the point with the word Stoma where we are discussing the Samach. The Samach means support. The word Samach means support. The letter Samach, some people say it looks like a circle. It's actually a top with a vav across the top. So you can see that the support comes from Hashem, because a kaf and a vav have the gematria of 26. What are your character traits that need support? And what are your character traits that you need to support other people as a messenger from Hashem? Sela. Yoducha Amin Elohim, Yoducha Amin Kulam, Eretz Nadna Yudulayim Vakerim, Elohim Eloheinu, Yivarechet Ha'iv Yivarkeinu, Elohim Yiru, Otom, Kol. The word call translates as everything. Everything is in word included in the word call. The gematria is 52 with the two kolels, the kolels for each number. 52 is the gematria of Hashem's name spelled out in the frame of Malchut. Do you have a desire that needs to be increased so that your desire looks for everything? So that Hashem can share with you everything? Or are you going to be satisfied with a limited desire? These are the character traits and the way one needs to look at those character traits. Tiana Bekoach. Anna Bekoach. Gedulat Yemin Pai. Pahatini. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel in Amcha Sadenu Paharoni No Ufei Shayan Sintanin Nagi Bo Yoshei Yehudha Kiva Vat Then Gimodalit, Barhem Telfare, Rakame Sitopan, Pamu Gamlo, Betet Reish, Sadipat Gimel, Kasim Kadosh, Hero to Pan, Nao. Hetkufet, Tet Milayim. Yachid Geyem, Lamcha Penei, Zod Yekin, Dushateta, Yid Gimelamed, Tet Zayim. Shavatenu Kadel, Ushmasiya Kadel, The letter Yud of Yodea. The letter Yud is the smallest letter in the alphabet. The letter Yud is the first letter in the name of Hashem. Which of your attributes do you need to continue to work on? Which attributes do you need to connect to Hashem? Which attributes do you need to strengthen? Which do you need to reduce? Ta-lu-mo Shin-kufav Tadi-yat-tad. And the eighth verse of the Anabakot is saying it is true. We'll now count the omen in the book of Sefer Yot, the third method of counting. Ribono Shelam, Ata Tzeritenu Ha'yoneshem, Avdecha L'Yisbor Sefer Yot Ha'omen, Kirei L'Tachalim, Yiripotenu, Umi Tumatenu, Kimo Shekatata, Bito Atah, Makalat. Hashabat, Leon Haviahim, Gomer, Ha, Tinupa, Shaga, Shabato, Tinima, Tiviana, Admimakalat, Hashabat, Hasid, Hasefi, Hanichim, Yen, Today, Shaita, Kaina, Amba Israel, Mizo Hamatam, Uva Kain, Uhi Ratson, Mizanata, Adonai, Elohim, Elohe, Avo Kaini, Shani Scutsefi Ratone, Chesafarti, Hayon, Yitu Kan, Mashabatamti, Hod has the frame as the translation of thanks and appreciation. Humbleness. Malchut is manifestation, it's kingdom. How can you increase your thankfulness? How can you manifest greatly appreciated? How can you choose to become more humble? All in the frame of the physical world. Vieta her, vieta de, siki shash, chel ma'ala. Amen. Tonight being Wednesday, I put a class is called Questions and Answers. Does anybody have any questions? And I'm going to unmute the phone again, and hopefully the static has been removed. Are there any questions? Well, I'm going to take the moment today, and I'm hearing some background, and I'm not sure how to get rid of that. So, if you go to the Unique Astrological Events link, and scroll down, since we're not going to be together, I want to point out items of study for the all-night study for yourselves. If you see the link or the title, Study Material for Shavuot, the first two links of that title are Zohar explain the concept of the Jews, the two letter sequences that have the energy of the manifestation of all of the energy of all 24 books. That's explained in the Zohar in those two readings. So I recommend you do those. The third link, Shavuot Pentecost, we have already studied on our second classes, and I believe the second part was Monday. Actually, we did that one a couple 2 weeks ago. The Mount Shavuot Mount Sinai Immortality 1 and part 2. And I am going to ask those of you who are listening to mute your phones, because I'm getting a lot of background noise in addition to my echo. Thank you. So the two links, Shavuot, Mount Sinai, Immortality, Part 1 and Part 2, we studied Sunday morning and Monday evening. I prepared this link for the Breslov Shavuot study material, and I have never really read that myself, but I know that Rabbi Nachman's teachings are very good and very powerful. So if you have time to do that. The link that says Tikkun for the night of Shavuot, that teaches you which verses from the Tanakh that you are to read in each of the 24 books. As a general category, you read the first three verses and the last three verses of each book. But there are additional readings within the various books, and that is laid out within this tikkun that's on the Yeshem website. As the night comes to a close, generally around 5 in the morning, it's a good practice to have a mikvah. But most people are not driving, or if they're driving, they can't get to the mikvah, there's nobody there. So this is instructions from the Baal Shem Tov and from other Kabbalists of how to perform a dry mikvah. Those meditations are made even more powerful if you take a shower approximately a half hour long with those meditations. Now, obviously, you're not going to take the meditations into the shower. So I recommend that you study the mikvah instructions before you get into the shower, and then meditate on remembering those meditations. Additional reading and studying material. There's three different links. Shavuot from Kosher Torah, Shavuot from Rabbi, from Avraham Sutton, his power pack, and then Rabbi Sutton also adds a parable, a story to help us understand many aspects of Shavuot. Those are all good study items. But I would recommend that you start with the last link, Shavuot summary, to begin the study of the all-night study. I just prepared this page. It includes parts of the Zohar that's in the other links, but it also includes what are the two-letter sequence exactly. And it also includes the meditation that comes from the priestly blessing that we studied last night. So that is a very powerful energy boost to be able to last all through the night. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow night, we will study the Zohar. or the Parsha Bamidbar. That's in our 7 o'clock class. We'll also have a class from the Hebrew Zohar from Parsha Noah. But if I do not speak to you, if I do not make the connection with you, please have a wonderful Shabbat and a happy holiday, a happy Shavuot, a wonderful Shavuot. Keep in mind, we will count the Omer tomorrow night with the Zohar class. We will count the Omer individually Friday night, the last night of the counting of the Omer. There will not be classes Saturday evening or Sunday evening or Monday. Our next class after the Zohar class tomorrow night, Thursday night, our next class will be a 7 o'clock class Monday evening. And again, does anyone have any questions? You all have a beautiful three-day holiday. Enjoy the specialness of the day, of the days. Chag Sameach. Shabbat Shalom. I hope you're all well and happy, because this is the time to be happy, when the giving of the Torah coincides with the potential receiving of the Torah. Shalom to all.
Shalom and Chag Sameach.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Chag Sameach.
Shabbat Shalom.